Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're kind of pitting three really cutting-edge robots against each other. We want to uncover not just, what they do, but what their designs, which are quite different, tell us about where intelligent robotics is heading. You've sent in some amazing sources, and our mission really is to cut through the hype and give you the core insights.
Yeah, and what's so striking is that these aren't just lab projects anymore.
Yeah.
Not theoretical. They're out there evolving, pushing boundaries in fields like military tech, home automation, even exploration. So this deep dive, I think, will really shine a light on the different philosophies behind them and why they matter for, well, for your future.
Okay, first up, Russia's Fedor. Big humanoid robot, 180 centimeters, 160 kilograms, developed by JSC-NPO Android Technics. Started out as a rescue bot concept, right? He went to the International Space Station, the ISS, back in 2019, did some experiments like fixing cables, but then it got, well, controversial. In 2017, a video appeared showing it shooting guns.
Yeah, that caused a stir.
Huge stir. Officials insisted, we're not building a Terminator. But later it became part of this military marker project. We're talking rifles, grenade launchers, supposedly with extreme accuracy. And often it needs a human in a control suit mimicking actions.
And that's Fedor in a nutshell, isn't it? It perfectly highlights this dual-use dilemma we see with advanced tech. The same platform designed for rescue can pivot almost overnight, it seems, to military use. It really raises questions about how fast technology can just outpace our ability as a society to agree on how it should be used.
That dual use thing is potent. But I mean, aren't most powerful technologies dual use to some degree? Like, is there something about robotics, maybe the autonomy aspect, that makes this feel, I don't know, more precarious?
I think it's the immediacy.
Yeah.
Unlike, say, a new material that takes years to weaponize, a robot's skills can be repurposed very quickly, almost instantly. So it forces a much faster, more proactive ethical discussion. We need it now.
Okay, shifting gears completely from military potential to, well, domestic help. Figure 02. This one's a 5'6", 70-kilogram humanoid from Figure AI. They're calling it a domestic and industrial game changer.
Big claim.
Very big. And they're taking an AI-first approach. It runs on their own system called Helix, a vision language action model, VLA, meaning sees, understands language, acts. The goal, 100% autonomy. They say it's about addressing labor shortages globally. We've seen demos of it doing laundry, placing clothes in a washer.
Simple tasks, but showing potential.
Exactly. And now it's actually being tested at a BMW plant working on car body assembly.
Oh.
And interestingly, Figure AI just ended its partnership with OpenAI. They cited integration challenges and claimed a major breakthrough in their own AI.
Yeah, that was a significant move. What's really interesting with Figure 02 is that relentless drive for full autonomy. It directly challenges assumptions about labor, job displacement, that whole conversation. It's not just about making things more efficient. It could fundamentally reshape, the human role in many jobs.
Right. The job displacement fear is real for a lot of people. But then you hear the other side, maybe these robots create new jobs or free up humans for more creative work. How seriously should we take that optimistic view with something like Figure 02 aiming so high?
Well, that's the crux of the debate, isn't it? Augmentation versus displacement. The truth, probably somewhere in the middle. But the speed and scale Figure 02 is aiming for, it means we absolutely have to talk about workforce transitions, safety nets right now, not wait and see.
Okay, so we've had two humanoids built for human environments, now for something completely different, the Unitree A2 Stellar Hunter.
The robot dog.
Exactly. A high mobility quadruped, about 37 kilograms, built for speed and endurance, can hit 5 meters per second. That's like 11 mile per hour. Key feature, dual battery system, hot swappable battery, so potentially unlimited runtime. Just swap them out.
Very practical for long missions.
Totally. It uses industrial LiDARs, those laser mapping systems, plus an HD camera for dual-sided perception. Sees all around.
So it can navigate complex spaces.
Yep. Designed for tough outdoor bots. Think reconnaissance, patrol, search and rescue. And they even offer a wheel leg option for different surfaces.
So this positions the A2 as a tool for jobs too dangerous or tedious for people. Makes sense. But it does bring up other questions, right? About safety, about data. When these things are roaming unsupervised in potentially hazardous zones, what are they recording? Who sees that data?
Good point. It's amazing how specialized they are. Fedor for controlled tasks, Figure for autonomous integration, Unitree for exploration. So bringing it all together, this showdown, it really shows a fundamental split, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anthropomorphic generalists, Fedor and Figure 02 for our world, human spaces versus specialized explorers like Unitree A2 for, well, everywhere else.
Exactly. And zooming out, you see these really different philosophies about human-robot interaction. You got Fedor's sort of controlled versatility needing that human operator. Then in Figure O2's big push for autonomous integration, let the AI handle it. And Unitree A2 doing unsupervised exploration. Different levels of trust, different modes of control. But despite these differences, they all land on the same ethical frontiers. Impact on jobs, privacy, safety risks like hacking, data handling, and the huge, complex challenge of autonomy itself. Who's responsible when an autonomous robot makes a critical decision or, you know, causes harm? What are the legal frameworks?
This deep dive, it really highlights the incredible speed of progress, but also just how critical these conversations are becoming. We need to have them.
Absolutely. These are powerful tools. We need proactive, ethical thinking, strong legal frameworks to make sure they actually end up serving humanity positively.
So as you, our listener, navigate a world that's increasingly shared with intelligent machines, maybe consider this. When robots can do so much, what role do you really envision for humanity? Something to think about.